More Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. On Sunday, May 18th, 1980, Mount St. Helens in Washington State erupted.
Some incredible news from eastern Washington. It is as dark as night over there, northeast of the erupting Mount St. Helens. Reports from the scene indicate it's still pitch dark outside, and residents are warned to stay inside.
That's from Coin TV in Portland, one of the news outlets that covered the event. Mark Utting is a retired geologist living in Boise, and he was hiking 40 miles north of Mount St. Helens that day in 1980. But just 10 days before, he was working on the mountain with his friend Dave Johnston, the USGS geologist who was killed in that eruption. Here's his story.
So as we were climbing, I heard this sound like really deep thunder. And I thought, wow, could this be an eruption? Because it was lower in frequency and much more continuous than just thunder coming in a thunderstorm. We got up to the summit, and we could see the sun was turning this really strange golden color. And we were looking down in the valleys, and it looked like there was sort of steam coming up. And the mountain itself had huge thunderheads billowing up above it and continuous bolts of lightning coming down all around. And I thought, well, maybe it is just a thunderstorm, but not an eruption. And then it started to rain, and I was feeling a bit disappointed, thinking maybe it was, in fact, just a thunderstorm. But I realized that it was pumice and ash coming down and not water. Realized it was an eruption. So we hurried on down, made protective masks with bandanas to try not breathe in the ash. We got down to Longmire, and it was quite dark by then, and ash was falling, fine ash. It was dark, like being in a snowstorm in the winter with a few street lights to sort of give you something to see, but it was pretty hard. And it was only later when I realized that Dave had been killed and made the famous warning, "Vancouver, Vancouver, this is it," the last things that he said. And being a young man, it was the first time a close friend of mine had been killed. And so it was really quite traumatic. And when I went back later to set more photogrammetry markers after the eruption, it made me realize a sense of mortality I'd never felt before. And every year when St. Helens Day comes along, I think of Dave and I think of the eruption.
And here to tell us about his experience on that historic day is Norm Gunning, former assignment manager at Coin TV in Portland. You might recognize his voice from his time as a volunteer here at Boise State Public Radio. He's also joined by his former colleagues, Carol Thomas Kuhn, who was a photographer on that day, and Bill Diaz, a reporter. Thank you all for being on Idaho Matters.
Hello, Gemma.
It's hello.
Good to not see you.
I know, right? Hey, Norm, I want to start with you. Was it clear that day that you were covering something, historic? Or was it just another news day?
Well, it wasn't just another news day. It was, you know, Mount St. Helens had been on our docket since late March. We've been covering the smaller eruptions. But nobody really expected the big, huge, massive event that happened. I got a call about 10 to 12 minutes after 8:32 from the Sunday producer in the newsroom at KOIN. And he said, this is a big event at the mountain. And it became very clear quickly that it was a big eruption. So I got into work, drove really fast on a Sunday morning, no traffic, not a big problem. And we worked to notify everyone and basically get our crews together and get them out the door. I once worked for a news director who would call this an all skate because we had everybody at the station, all the news folks, even the sales folks and other people heading out the door and coming in to help us. And amongst the crews, I should mention before I talk about Bruce and Carol, this was a time when we were transitioning from remote news gathering by a 16 millimeter film to electronic news gathering. Before the internet, we didn't have GPS, we didn't have computers, we didn't have smartphones, we didn't have Twitter. We used landlines and faxes and pagers and good old shoe leather to cover this one.
So I wanted to bring in Bill and Carol because I'm curious, both of you were early in your careers, and had you covered anything of this magnitude before?
Well, I had been working in Los Angeles as a reporter before I came back to Portland. I grew up here in Portland, but this was huge. And just let me set the stage a bit. Norm said how we had been covering it for weeks. Well, he assigned us together as a team, Bruce Collins, Carol Thomas, and myself. So we were up there for weeks leading up to the big one on May 18th. And, you know, we had learned a lot of the back roads and the logging roads belonging to Weyerhaeuser, and knew our way around the area pretty well. So when the actual eruption occurred, we were able to make our way deep into the red zone. But as we got into it, it was clear that we had never covered anything this major in our lives. Yeah. Go ahead, Carol.
I would totally agree. It was definitely the most incredible experience I had ever had in my, I was 26. I had been at the station for 2 years. And I guess I would say it was the most amazing experience I'd ever had as a photojournalist. And it still remains the number one story I ever worked on.
Well, and I think
tell them about the mudslide, guys.
Well, let me say this. It was a crazy day. I was scheduled to work that day, and I was on my way in at 8:32 when ABC Radio announced this huge, massive eruption. So as I got into the parking lot, they gave me a choice. They said, Bill, you can fly the helicopter up there, or you can wait till Carol and Bruce get in and ride in the van and see how deep in you can get. So I chose the van because we'd been, you know, scoping it out for weeks. And as we drove through the area, as we drove into the area, there had been so much flooding that many of the roads that we usually use to get in were washed out. So we were zigzagging all day long, trying to get deep into the red zone. And finally, we got to a place where the road, the Spirit Lake Highway, branched to another side road where we could go up a hill. And just as we got to that point, I should let Carol tell this, but she was looking out the window of the van. What did you say, Carol?
I said, why is there a train in the middle of a volcanic eruption? Why is there a train running past us in front of us?
Oh my gosh.
There were trees. There were a whole bunch of trees. And then there was what I thought was a train. Yeah. And then Bill, you can say what it was.
Yeah, well, Carol said, why is a freight train load of logs coming down the Toodle River? And Bruce said, that ain't no freight train. That is the Toodle River.
Right.
Coming right at us, you know, at elevation. And we were about to be hit by it. Well, we got to this side spur that went up to this peak where we'd broadcast live before into Portland because we had the microwave. And so we drove to the top of that area and set up for our live shot just as the road behind us was completely washed out.
By
the mud flow. So, I mean, we missed it. Wow. It was a weird day because all day long we felt like we've got to keep moving. It's almost like we had to get to a certain place at a certain time. And we got to that one place where we were safe just as the road collapsed and we went up high and zoomed in our live shot. And we actually had a shot northwest of the volcano, only shot from that position live that day, where we actually could see the volcano as I interviewed an eyewitness who had just escaped himself from a logging camp down below that we went to on the South Fork of the Toodle River later and got some great shots there of all the wreckage and damage that had been done with the trains. There were train cars flat on their sides because they'd been washed down by the mud flow. And with the road washed out, we had no way back. And then all of a sudden, an Air Force Reserve helicopter shows up as Carol is taking these great pictures. And we realized that they're there to rescue us.
Oh my gosh.
We ended up leaving the microwave van at that spot for, I think it was 1 or 2 weeks before we could get back to it.
Yeah.
Well, because roads were closed.
It got to a point where we were going to helicopter out the microwave van. That was the only
That's
way
right.
we were going to save this van. So we lined up a Chinook helicopter with ropes and stuff to do it. And a day or two before that was to take place, the Weyerhaeuser folks graded a road out for us to save our microwave van.
But that did
well,
not
I have
stop
to wrap.
Bill
I,
and us from participating
I do,
and continuing.
And I do have to wrap all of you up. We're running out of time.
Okay.
I wish we could talk to you all day about this historic event. We've been talking with journalists Carol Thomas-Kuhn, Bill Dietz, and Norm Gunning about the eruption of Mount St. Helens.